Hello, this podcast is sponsored by Now Alchemy. Now Alchemy is an amazing company that has formulated the most powerful substance in our body that was taken way back in the Egyptian era, known as the food of the gods. Not only does it bring in balance, happiness, and increase your intuition, it decalcifies your pineal gland, which opens up your third eye and increases your light body, allowing your consciousness and your awareness to be open and aware of everything that is going on. The high-level mineral source, which we need today on our planet, is so important. With the fact that the earth itself has been overturned so many times with all of the farming industries, that we do not have access to the rich ormus that is available on this planet. And thanks to Now Alchemy, we do. We now have the sustenance that our body needs that is brought in from the Himalayan mountains and the Dead Sea. Ormus, which is a powerful energy source that moves through your body and brings together a whole synthesis of information to every part of your body. By bringing this mineral source, you are nourishing your body at a cellular level. I love the company for what it stands for and its ethics. And it has been a sponsor of Ancient Wisdom Today podcast since the beginning. And that's why I always ask the tribe to support the sponsors who are sponsoring this show, because I go through each of the sponsors with strong ethics and integrity to make sure that whatever they are bringing forth is in aligned to the planet and into you and for all of us, so that we can grow and have health and wellness in our lives. Ormus's company spends a lot of time with advanced scientists, naturopaths, and doctors and herbalists to formulate a sourcing technique that brings in the highest quality of organic ingredients from the most mysterious and desolate countries in order to bring the magic in the bottle, which is Ormus. Now Alchemy is not just for health and wellness community, but for all people seeking to become their greatest version of themselves. And I've been taking this product for many months, and it has been such an addition to my shamanic love that I bring to the world. And how I bring love into the lives of people is by keeping myself healthy and happy and lifted and shifted. By bringing the highest source of minerals in my body, I am able to hold a high vibration of energy and light when doing healing work or when I'm speaking to large groups of people and when I'm here lit and doing Ancient Wisdom Today podcasts. So I invite you to experience the amazingness of Ormus. They have so many powerful selections that you can choose from 24 karat gold Ormus to Shilajit to nano enhanced CBD to Elysium, each bringing a different blend of energy to your body. And I honestly say that this company is really changing the lives of people. Ever since I've mentioned them and shared them with all of the people in the tribe, I've been getting letters and letters of people's lives that have been changing. And not to mention the fact that those who have had suffered so many times from PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, confusion, fog brain, and all of these other symptoms that have been plaguing us because of the onslaught of aggressive energies on our planet, by taking Ormus, these things are cleared, neutralized, and allowing you to have more balance and groundedness in who you are, as well as enhancing your mind so that you're able to think clearly and have a stronger focus. You can get Ormus by contacting www.nowalchemy.com. That's www.nowalchemy.com. And if you use the code Shaman, you'll get 11% off every purchase you make. I'm so happy, tribe, that we are putting beautiful things in our body, because putting beautiful things in our body is putting beautiful things in our mind and our spirit. And that allows us to shine and radiate our truth in this world as leaders. I love you. Enjoy the share.
Human beings have been sharing stories for hundreds of thousands of years. And with those stories came the emotional, spiritual, and physical knowledge of the ancients. Shaman Durek is a sixth generation shaman, an evolutionary innovator, and a women's empowerment leader. He's here to bring forth the ancient wisdom of our elders to help heal and bring happiness into our modern society. We're sharing ancient knowledge in modern times in order to put the power back in people's hands. Welcome to the tribe.
Hello, and welcome to Ancient Wisdom Today podcast. And I love you. And I am so happy that we're on this planet together, shifting and lifting people, shining our light bright, illuminating, radiating, and just being the powerful lit leaders that we are. And, you know, it's always about bringing powerful people who are here to really set the tone for what it means for us to really care for our bodies, love ourselves, nurture ourselves, and give to ourselves in the way that is necessary for us to shine our brightest lit life on the planet. I have in the studio an amazing, powerful, lit woman who's out there making changes in the world. She is Nadine Artemis, the author of two books, including Renegade Beauty, Reveal and Revive, and Your Natural Radiance Holistic Dental Care. I am honored to have someone so powerful who is creating so many beautiful things in the lives of people. Also, she's the creator of Living Livations, an exquisite line of serums, elixirs, and essential oils for those seeking the purest of pure botanical natural health and beauty products on the planet. And that's what it's about. It's about honoring that inner and outer beauty. So I'm so honored to welcome you to the show. Hello, Nadine.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for being here. It means a lot to me. So tell me, okay, so, you know, I want to know more about this holistic dental care. Because, you know, I hear a lot of times people talking about, you know, I went to the dentist and I had the, you know, people have like poison in their mouth because in the past, I know they put a lot of like, you know, poisonous things in people's mouths when it came to filling cavities and all this kind of stuff that's really hurt people's body. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, I think one thing that's really good for all of us to know and maybe different than how we were raised is that our teeth are alive and our mouths are really a microcosm that mirrors the macrocosm of the life and in some cases the imbalances on our planet. So any kind of like our dental dysbiosis really kind of can also reflect sort of this lack of symbiosis in our relationships to our bodies and the planet. And a lot of the dental procedures that have been created in the past few decades are often harming our mouths more than they are helping our mouths.
Well, why is it that people, you know, who are like, okay, I'm here to create dental health, dental care, but they didn't really consider the fact that it's actually affecting the immune system and the regular and everything else in the body? Why is that?
Yes, it's hard to sort of why. I know it's hard to think like why on a grand scale, except I do believe that sort of this past century or so, maybe even a few centuries before that, where there's really been a separation between the spirit and the body. And just even the mind from the body, emotions from the body. And I feel that, you know, even in my lifetime, when I was growing up and going to the dentist, I really felt like my teeth were just the teeth themselves, formed and done. And if something happened to them, then that was the end of them. I didn't understand until, you know, I was an adult that they're inextricably bound to the rest of our body. And that if there is something going on in our mouths, it's going to be systemically connected to our guts, to our body. That mercury filling in the mouth is inches from the brain. And there could be a relation there. And there is a relationship there.
Yeah, because the whole, in shamanism, the whole body is an operating networking system that communicates to each other. So I'm sure if you've got something foreign that's actually toxic in your mouth, it's communicating to your blood, it's communicating to, you know, your endocrine system, it's communicating to all of these parts of your system. Why isn't this talked about a lot in society? Why do we keep doing things to ourselves? Where do you think this lack of awareness, you know, why is this lack of awareness showing up that's taking us away from how do we live in a holistic way? What do you think is the cause of that?
I think some of it in our culture has to do with, you know, I think we're raised and then however we're raised, it's generally not like about being aware of our bodies. It's like when something is going on with your body, it's like, okay, now we're going to go to a doctor or a dentist. And often cases, you kind of just hand over the power and the knowledge. And the way that we've been going to the doctor and dentist has not been informed consent. There's a lot of, you know, we've just sort of gave up the power for somebody else to take care of our bodies. And then that system that creates dentists and doctors, you know, it's ingrained and it's set in its ways, and it's not always open to the fast changing pace of science and research today that keeps bringing us back, like, and to understanding our bodies. Just like, I think understanding, going into quantum physics is a great way to sometimes understand vast concepts like mysticism. So I think there's a real connection there, but dentists and doctor schools, you know, that schooling, that education takes a few generations to undo. And then it's also our job to have that new relationship with our bodies and to have a new relationship with healthcare providers as more of a partnership in our body, rather than like, you know, handing, you know, just sort of opening up our mouths and not really being a part of that partnership and part of that knowledge.
But and I love that you said all that, because, you know, I want to go in a little bit deeper. I want to dig in a little bit deeper, because I honestly believe that our system has created us to become so codependent that we just accept whatever's being given to us and delivered to us without really reading what's on the package, without reading what we're actually putting in our bodies, and reading, like, just because they're a doctor or a dentist, you know, because we've become such a codependent, people on Earth, it's actually affecting the way in which we develop in our evolution. Do you feel that codependency needs to shift into more independent, self-sustaining ways that we live as human beings versus just the model that we've been told to, which is shut up, do as you're told, go to that, do that, eat that, try, do that, because we put it on the market, because we put a billboard out there, because we put it on a TV commercial, then someone is smiling and eating it and you should put it in your body. And this dentist says they're the best dentist because they have more advertising out there than someone else, that we should just keep doing that. What do you feel is that what we need to do in order to grow as a species on this planet in regards to that?
Absolutely. We do as a population need to dig down into the details and get past the haze, the glaze of the slick advertising, the marketing that is geared towards our insecurities, and get past these paradigms that were not necessarily created with the health of the body and mind, or that are just stuck in other paradigms that are not relevant to how we actually understand the body now. Even, you know, we're kind of in a post-genomic era where we used to think a lot of the body was all about the cells. And now we know in this past decade quite strongly that the body's microbiome, the bacteria that we're really just a host to, is so major, and that they're really directing a lot of our body's conditions, and that to have our whole microbiome be in balance, and that will take care of, you know, anything I'm trying to do or understand about the body, I'm always looking for the least amount to do, the least amount of sort of maintenance or work. So I'm always interested in, like, what's the, you know, the natural design of our bodies that can, you know, how do we step back and actually allow the body to work? How do we allow the bacteria to do its job? Even in skincare, I talk about, you know, the bacteria being the beautician. It's really the bacteria that we want to be getting along with, so it can do the job and we can kind of get out of the way.
Yeah, I call it the ease of resistance of the body, right? It's the consciousness of recognizing, right, that the body itself is so intelligent, just as nature is so intelligent. And we always think that we have, these human beings have to come in and we have to, like, keep adding on and complicating and making things much more complex, versus us just looking at the most subtractive, simplest form of how we live as human beings on Earth, with nature, with our bodies, and with the way we conduct ourselves. And I think what happens is that we've been told, you know, because people think they're so educated and so smart, they think the more things are complex, then the greater it must be. And so everyone feels that they get that achievement award of being the smartest person who can think of the most complex thing, but they don't realize that that actually takes us away from the organic nature of our being, right? And so what are your thoughts on that?
Exactly. I totally agree with that. And that's often how I'll go into understanding things. Because I'm like, okay, so we weren't born with a toothpaste in it. You know, a tube of Colgate and a toothbrush in our hands. So, you know, how does the body actually take care of the teeth? And through that, I found a rare area of dental research that really showed that what I like to call is that we have this invisible toothbrush. And, And to have that system active, we almost do need to get out of the way and stop a lot of the things that we've been doing as we roam the drugstore dental aisles, like looking for the next thing to do with our mouths. But at the same time, the amount of tooth decay and root canals and cavities and crowns is like so prolific right now. It's like, while seemingly we have the most periodontal, we have this periodontal promised land in the drugstore of everything that's supposed to help solve everything in our mouths, we literally have the most decay and the most amount of tooth loss, you know, at this point in history.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So basically, what we're basically saying is the fact that we keep touching it with the wrong understanding of knowledge. And when we go into it, we go into it with much more in the way of like separating it and dividing it from its natural resource where it gets its ability to sustain itself. So we are the blockers of sustainability, but yet we claim that we're...
yep.
Right? Like, we're the interrupters.
Yes. We're the time and time again.
Right? It's like, it doesn't matter. It's like, we're always interrupting the natural flow of things instead of just allowing nature to have its natural course. We're like, no. I got to put this. I got to do this. I got to put for it. I got to do that. I got to, you know, instead of just be really being aware of like, okay, so what happens when we don't interrupt? And then let's see what happens. It's like, we feel like we have to constantly keep interrupting the natural system. And then the natural system has to keep developing ways to restructure itself to be able to accommodate all the, you know, the very, you know, damaging things that we've done through our interrupting behaviors. Why do you think we're a species
exactly
that let things be, my love? Why?
That's a good question. That's a question we all want to know. Yeah, it's like we're armed for the battle, but it's like the wrong battle, the wrong equipment, just the whole wrong paradigm.
Yeah. Yes, I am lit on that.
Well, and this would go into... Your work would be so, like, because there's that stream of well-being that we can tune into, that we can know with that, you know, kind of intuitive knowing, and we can feel. And yet there's also this, because we're living in a material world with physical bodies, there is, you know, that the vibrational stuff becomes manifest form. And that form is where we complicate things as humans. Yet, as humans, there's also things we can do to rebalance that then on a physical level, hopefully also prime our beings for that connection. And really, I feel like anything we do, whether it is brushing our teeth or meditating, I feel like there's always that we can connect with spirit in a larger level, even in the mundane tasks that we are doing every day.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my whole thing is like, if it's not in flow, let it go. And like, when I say when it's not,
there you go.
You know, like, and when I say it's not in flow, meaning like, if you have to force yourself or work yourself up to do something, that is not the natural organic rhythm of your being. Not everyone has to go to gym to get exercise. Not everyone has to do yoga in order to stretch their bodies and feel like they're like a part of this, you know, this Zen experience that people all want to get into. It's like, you know, there are ways, like you could just roll on the grass and roll around and just do cartwheels all day if you want to. And you're doing great things for yourself. And like, why aren't people, you know, having those kind of experiences, those kind of gyms? You got like, you know, you have these people doing all of the spin things, you know, spin bikes, you know, what is it called? They call it soul cycling.
Yeah, soul cycle.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, anybody can be anything. I could be calling it like cartwheels, you know, movement, like, you know, dancing, whatever, you know, but it's like, everybody doesn't understand. It's like just because the herd is moving in one direction doesn't mean that's the direction for you. And I think there comes a level of autonomy in our process of the evolutionary aspect of our own development within the health and wellness model that people get so, you know, taken back by, because they're so busy trying to understand trends. The fact that they're doing something, even if they're just going outside with a cup of tea and taking in the sunlight, is a huge step for someone.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? Like, at least there's something happening. Whereas instead of, you get these social,
yeah,
right, and the social cachet that's like, oh, well, you didn't go to yoga and you don't have a yoga mat and you didn't do ayahuasca and you didn't do this and you didn't do that and haven't you done that and you haven't done that and it's You know, I'm like, simplify, people, simplify, you know? Like,
yes.
Hey. Why do you think we're driven in that?
Yes.
Like, you know, like, what is the narrative of that drive?
Well, yeah, there is a real drive. And of course, we're going to attach it to the ways that we take care of our bodies. And I'm really here to, you know, help people not create this sort of another adrenal driven goal on how, you know, they want to care for their bodies. Because, yeah, then it sets up.
You got to say that again. Got to say that again.
More.
We got to put that. Let me frame that real quick. I got to put that box around that and light it up. Lit verified.
Adrenal
goal. Go on that. Yes.
Yes. So I feel like that we don't need like these, you know, the adrenal driven goals, and they're so crazy, like perfectly poreless skin or gleaming, glistening, bleached white teeth. You know, we want to feel that connection from within and not just bloat. Yeah, just literally, we got to get off that goal list and stop burning out our adrenals. And get beyond like this comparison world of this sort of commercial beauty, this commercial taking care of ourselves, the marketing to our insecurities, and really tune into the reality that communes with the cosmos. That's what's here to revive our being and even take care of our teeth.
That's amazing. Let's go back to that, what you just said, because there's something you said just now that I was just like, ooh, I love that. And I just like took that and plucked it into like a little star place. And it was like, yes, let's go back to that. So you, let's talk about that in insecurity marketing. Oh, that right there. That was just like, because that, what you just said, insecurity marketing is like people operating in these fields of the bleach white teeth and all of these different mythologies that they're getting into, not because they're actually really wanting to do it, but they're doing it because they feel that that's going to get them the likes and the love and the acknowledgement and the accolades.
Totally. So, yeah. Right? And it's this kind of chimera, besides that it's marketing to our insecurities and all of that, you know, it's this dangling carrot that also endlessly entices us of this, you know, idealized and never fully realized form of beauty or presenting ourselves or the white teeth. And beyond all of that and all that we could even discuss about that marketing, there's also the reality is those products are not delivering and they're creating issues with our bodies that are taking us, you know, out of that finer tunement and that finer health. So not only are they dangling carrots and playing with the psychology of our mind, it's literally delivering not even something neutral, but something negative to the body that then we're going to have to overcompensate for, you know, or that like $1,000 eye cream that's being applied daily for decades with petroleum, you know, is going to catch up at some point. So there's the marketing to our fears, and then there's the reality that the products that are being marketed are toxic.
Absolutely. I have this friend, and he's like, I'm going to get, what did he call it? Porcelain teeth, I think it was. He was having, and they broke all his teeth, and then he had like, I forget what, veneers is what he called it. Yeah, veneers. And he had these veneers in. And I was
veneers. Yeah.
Like, why are you getting that? And he's like, because you can't be anyone in Hollywood if you don't have veneers. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, and then when he came over to my house, I was like, dude, I got to turn off the light. You got to see, your teeth are glowing. They're like almost like white blue, almost like bluish white. It's almost like when you go on Halloween and you buy those glow sticks, your teeth are glowing right now. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. But I'm like, it seems so unnatural. He's like, no, you should do it. I was like, I was like, I don't know if I want someone smashing my teeth to get me some veneer so I can glow because I'm in Hollywood, because that's like what makes me, that's what's going to make him, you know, popular in, you know, for the ladies or for whatever he's doing in Hollywood, which I thought was very interesting. And then I realized that so many people are so caught up on the idea of putting, like, they're not aware of what they're putting in their system. And this is kind of the thing that I kind of look at a lot, especially with my girlfriend and I, because like when we go shopping and we go and look at things, it's like, you know, I'm like, what are we actually putting on our skin? What are we putting on the kids' skin? You know, like we have three girls, you know, and we're like, what are we putting on their skin?
Lovely.
You know? Like, what are we giving them right now? What is this food that we're giving them? And so it's kind of like we have to sit and think about, like, how do we create an environment with less like bombardment of things that we don't need? Like, is there a better way for us to put suntan lotion on at the beach versus, you know, to use something that's more natural, more and more easy, or putting mosquito repellent that's got like DEET in it that's like so toxic and poisonous, with me using just like mixing a bunch of essential oils and finding the formula that actually makes mosquitoes repel? It's like there's a point of in human nature where we got to stay in the nature, and the nurture is the nature, and how we're nurturing ourselves, right?
Yes.
So what are your tips for people?
Yes, like, and the desire.
Mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, so much to say what you've just been talking about.
Tell me,
so
me.
Many great points there.
Yeah.
I wanted to just add too, like, the desire to be beautiful is the beauty of it all. You know, we also want to be comfortable in like that open-ended unfolding and blossoming that we do as humans. But yes, you are so correct about like everything from the DEET, mosquito spray and all of that. We don't want to be using that, because then we're like siphoning, like we're not allowing our immune system to do what it needs to do. And there are so many options. It's 2019 to take care of your body and not let it be toxic. It's not, you don't just have to take the path of like not shaving your legs and wearing Birkenstocks, even though that's awesome too. But you know, we have so many options, and yeah, essential oils are so good at deterring bugs. We make something called Forager's Cologne. You can spray that all over. You're good to go. You're inhaling essential oils, boosting your immune system, taking, you know, it's working harmoniously with your innate immune system. So many essential oils have antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-inflammatory properties. So there's a whole option that you're using to enhance your whole being. Or yeah, spray on the DEET. And challenge your immune system, challenge your lungs, your breathing system, and all of that. So there's so much.
I just got like ills in my body. I was like, you know, you get chills. You know, like we get like you and I could geek out for like hours and hours and hours. Like, you literally get chills when you said that. Like, ill. That's disgusting. Like, I can't even think about imagining. Like, I was at Hamptons. I just got back in the Hamptons with my girlfriend and my family, and my brother was visiting, and he was staying at my house, and he came, you know, with his wife, and they came, we were looking at fireworks and on this grass, and you know, there was mosquitoes and whatnot. And I was just like, okay. And he starts spraying DEET on all like in the air around us. And I was just like, I started choking. And I was just like, are you kidding me? I'm choking right now. Can you imagine what your cells are doing, what your skin is doing, what your igmentary system is doing, what your endocrine system is doing? I'm like, dude, like, realize that right now you are literally killing all of us right now in some really weird, slow way that is progressing our systems to go like, what the hell was that? And how do we now read that? Because the body is so intelligent. I tell people this all the time. The body is intelligent. Nature is the most intelligent. It's more intelligent than an Apple computer, more intelligent than anything we could ever build on any
Absolutely.
Level. So when we do anything to the body, or we put anything in the body, it knows code. The body already has codes. Like,
yes.
Like, the best way I always say is that God is smarter, and like, God doesn't make mistakes. Our source doesn't make mistakes. It's like the code was written for a reason.
No.
Why do we keep fucking with it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, I think as a human race, we have so like the myth or the story of Frankenstein. We keep going over that over and over again. We keep creating things in the lab that are unleashed to humanity and not going well, from a micro, you know, from the little bit of DEET to like the biggest experiments.
I'm sure the tribe is going to be bawling and laughing. Like, they're just laughing and bawling as they're listening to us right now. I mean, seriously, it's so true. And then like, people will go in and be like buying all of these things, and they don't realize that they have the nerve to say that they're in the health and wellness world. It's like, it really stupefies me. And I just want to hear your thoughts on this for a second. Okay. And there's no judgment here. It's just an acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. I'm just acknowledging I'm an observer. That's what shamans do. We observe life, and then we figure out how do we create balance within the things that we're observing. Right. And it's this consciousness of I'm going to the gym, I'm doing my yoga, I'm doing my Pilates, I'm doing my soul cycling, I'm drinking my green smoothies, I'm doing my this, I'm eating my keto diet, I'm doing all these things. But when you go into my bathroom, and you go into the products that I put on me, my beauty products, it's like, you know, paraben this and like acetone this and like all of these red dyes, blue dyes, this thing, that thing. And like, I have to say, I'm sorry, but and I always say this in shamanism, like you could be the most health and wellness person, but if you speak to yourself with disrespect and no love and no understanding of the kindness and clarity that it requires for you to be a self-sustaining being of love and joy, because you speak that way to yourself, it's the same thing of what products you put on your skin and put and things that you put in your mouth. It's like, how can you say you're part of health and wellness, but then you come home and poison yourself up? It's like, it's almost like, it's like a self-flagellation. It's like, I'm doing all this good, let me go home and dump a bunch of chemicals on my body. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I write books on it.
Yeah.
It is the dilemma. Part of the dilemma is even, there's a lot of tricks out there too. So some people, you know, may think they bought that great toothpaste or lotion from the health food store, but there's still a lot of greenwashing going on. And, you know, I like to think of our skin as this moist envelope of our soul.
Ooh,
and it's a living, breathing, and isn't that good?
It's good.
And it is, we forget it's an organ because it's on the outside of us, but it is this living, breathing, and communicating and regenerating tissue. I feel like I imagine when we're putting like this, you know, toxic petroleum lotion on us, I just feel like the bacteria are looking up and they see the hand coming and they're just like, no! You know, don't apply that to the body. And we used.
I love it.
You know,
I love it.
Back
we'll be
in
laughing
the day,
your whole
like
entire
back in the
time.
Day, what we. That's perfect. It's the best. That's my favorite activity is laughter. So this is good. You know, back in the day, like back. I mean, what we were applying to our bodies was like sluiced from sap and like tinctured from trees, pressed from petals. And that was like what we were adorning to smell good or to take care of the beauty of our skin or to have beautiful breath and white teeth. It was so closely related to the botanicals. You know, there was no synthetics at that time. But the thing is, at this day and age, we have access to all of that again. And we really can care for our bodies in a way that's like celebratory and beautiful and really close to the elements and to nature. And then we're adding to our, you know, our beauty and our immune system rather than literally creating problems for us. Like that sweet friend of yours that did the teeth veneers, you know, personally also, if I was a dentist and I was all like, and that was my passion, I would have so many problems taking out good teeth to just put in this facade of teeth. You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like that's also another area where it's just like inherently something wrong with the system.
Mm. Love how you speak on that. You know, exactly. And, you know, and I said to him, I said, why would you do that? Your teeth were amazing. And it just wasn't enough for him. It wasn't enough. And I see people all the time, like, especially when I'm traveling, you know, I see women, they're getting like augmentations and their breasts, they're getting this thing, they're getting that thing. You know, one friend of mine got sick because she had augmentations in her breast and it, you know, was in there for so long.
Yeah.
So she had to redo it because it was leaking and she got sick and she was in the hospital. You know, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I remember when like friends, it's like me, like for instance, in my pectoralis major and minor, in my nipple, when I was a kid, I have these mammary glands inside of my nipples in my chest. And my dad was so uncomfortable by it because he was like, you have girl, like mammary glands. You have mammary glands? Like, what is this? Why is that in my son's body? And he goes, well, it happens sometimes. Da, da, da. So my dad's like, we need to do an operation and take it out. And my mom's like, absolutely not. Because like you're taking something out of my son's body that he was born with, that could be something that adds to his powers, his gifts, that could be some sensitivity that connects to his emotions and how he reacts to the world. And like you're basically crippling him by taking something out of him that was naturally put in him and not acknowledging the beauty of who he is and what he is. And so I still have them. And, you know, and my dad, it's really funny. I had a birthmark and my dad wanted to take the birthmark off because we were at a pool one day and he's like, we should burn that birthmark off of you. We need to get that off of you. And my mom's like, if you burn that birthmark, how do you know that there's not power generated through that birthmark? You know, like, you know, she always had like something, you know, and like my dad would be like using these intense toothpaste and my mom would use baking soda, you know, and And like,
yeah, your mom sounds wise.
You know, and she and my dad would be like, "Woman, why are you using baking soda?" He's like, "Well, why are you? What do you even know? What's in that tube? Like, what do you have in that tube? What is that? Like, you don't know." So it was always really funny watching the contrast between my mom and my dad, and watching the contrast how it affected my life and how it kind of ingrained within myself. Because my whole thing is like, you know, like if it's not causing you harm and it's not like being this difficult thing, then leave it be. Stop messing with things. Like, get out of people's business. Stop messing with things. Stop doing things that you feel you have to do because you're doing it because you're trying to glamorize yourself to the world that you see. And that world that you see is also conditioned by other elements such as media and magazines and television and film and songs on the radio. And so a lot of that, and I call it the great glorification. It's, you know, it's the great, I call it the great glamour.
Nice.
Right? And
I love that.
You know, it's like glamoring you. I write about
yeah.
it. I write about it and literally saying, like, you know how vampires will glamour you when they, before they suck your blood? They like, so they can make sure that you don't remember they did it. Well, it's that same thing. It's like,
yeah.
It glamours you. And it's like, you don't even realize that you just got like a bunch of poisonous, disgusting, nasty, vile things dumped on you, dumped through you, like pushed on you. And it's like clogging up the natural, beautiful essence of the divinity of your being.
Yes. Yes. It's so right on. And I love what you also said about not enoughness.
Yeah, tell me. Tell me your thoughts about that.
To me, that's to me like a full, like that seems like such a foundation of where we all need to sort of think about before we even endeavor in any kind of self-care with our body. That is the soul. That's what I feel like where, you know, where the clash comes with the marketing and everything. It's really to get to that, you know, not enoughness, which is that sort of what I was talking about with this sort of everlasting dangling carrot. It's always in front of us. And then you get the breast implants or the veneers and it's still not enough, you know? You get the D cup and you're like, oh, this isn't enough. Because of course, it's not the... But so much of our society, especially in our North American current society, is really... That's what you were saying too about the... What was that? The great glamour.
Yeah.
So captured it. Because, you know, beauty and self-care and all this stuff about our bodies right now is, you know, even more than even when I was growing up. It just feels like it's really caught in this in this consumeristic spin of acquiring and applying attractiveness, right? Or, you know, applying the veneers, applying the makeup. And it's really based also on, it really dips into this. So you got the marketing to our not enoughness, then you layer on this quagmire of chemicals that, you know, also further actually send us into not health or make something happen to our skin that creates more imbalance, then we need more creams, then we need to see a dermatologist, and there's sort of this never-ending loop. And it's these insecurities that, well, first the marketing really has prompted us to like primp and polish and perfect in a way that's like sort of beyond human nature, and it wedges in the self-doubt. And then these insecurities can then on a physiological level, can really like stifle our hormonal secretions, or, you know, can make the blood, you know, all these thoughts actually affect our blood, affect the flow of the liver. And that's something that I think is really key too, is that our thoughts matter, our thoughts are matter, and thoughts turn into matter.
Absolutely.
And we, you know, that's part of our self-care too.
Yeah. I always say that, incorrect information leads to inflammation.
Nice.
On all levels, not just one. It's all inclusive.
Absolutely. On all levels. Yes.
You know, it's on all levels. It's not just like information you're getting from people. It's the information, it's the incorrect information from everything, because everything is data coming into your body. Food is data. Food is data. Information.
Yes. Here.
Songs are data. Movies are data. Everything is,
yes,
data streams of code that is going in your system. If the code isn't correct,
yes,
then your body, you know, is going to feel that disrespect. you know? And that's how we get into why people have these breakdowns on cellular breakdowns, and people get like all kinds of problems with their skin, and like, you know, they get psoriasis, and they get, you know, foggy brain, and they get like problems with their liver, you know, and skin irritations, and, you know, all kinds of candida. And, you know, and I'm like, people, look, you're getting those things because you are obviously like, I used to have the worst acne, my love, like the worst acne. Mm. Okay. And I remember going, my dad took me to a dermatologist when I was a kid. And I remember the dermatologist being like, well, he has to get on this thing. And on this
Did they prescribe antibiotics?
Oh, yeah. They prescribed everything under the sun. And I was just like, I just looked at my dad and I was like, Dad, I don't really think doing these things are going to make it better. And he's like, really? Well, then what are you going to do? I said, I need to understand my body. I need to get a relationship with my body. Mm-hmm. You know, my body's a living organism. Yeah. It must have consciousness, because I mean, in shamanism, it says everything has consciousness. The rock has consciousness. The grass has consciousness. Everything has consciousness. And you know, and so wouldn't my body also have the same consciousness? And so my body is doing something because I'm doing something imbalanced, and I got to find out what that is. And it took me a while to figure it out, but I figured out what it was. And it was a lot of it was my stress, the food I was eating, the things that I was being exposed to, all of these things I had to shift and change. And all of a sudden, people always saying to me all the time, they see me, they're like, oh my God, Jamin Derek, what do you do for your skin? Your skin is so gorgeous. And they think I actually use products. If I use any product, it's like maybe once, I'll put a facial mask once in a while. I don't even use cleansers for soap to clean my skin. I use cold water and I use a little bit
Don't use soap. Yeah.
I don't even use soap.
Yeah.
I just use cold water.
No, never use soap. Yeah.
And a little bit of oil. That's it.
That's so good you don't use soap, because that's one of the things that's messing up our skin.
So and it's like people are like, oh my God, your skin is so amazing. I get up every morning, I splash cold water on my face 20 times. And then I put just a little bit of oil on my skin, and I don't take washcloths and scrape it across my skin. I pat dry my skin. I pat dry my body, and I leave it be, and I don't touch it. And then maybe once in a blue moon, I'll get a facial from my facialist, and that's like once in a blue moon, and then I'm good. And people are like, "Wow, your skin is always glowing! Oh my God!" I'm like, "Well, I drink a lot of water. I don't eat things. I don't eat death. That's not my thing. And I no, I just don't. You know, I don't need to. I don't need to eat death when I'm living. Why would I eat something that goes against my living? It doesn't make sense to me. But okay, people can do what they want to do. That's fine. You know, and I put cold water on my face. I saw Audrey Hepburn. I saw, what's her name? The Mommy Dearest Woman, whatever her name is.
Joan Crawford.
And they were in an interview. Yeah. And they said, how do you keep your skin looking so great? She said, I splashed 20 times cold water on my face. I said, I'm going to do that.
Perfect.
Whatever. For some reason, it connected with me. I'm like, I'm going to splash cold water on my face every morning. Audrey Hepburn used to stick her face in a bowl of ice and cold water, and that was it. So.
Fun. Those are some fun. See how simple that is? Like, I mean, it's just cold water, and it is great for the skin.
Okay. So I have some questions for you then. All right. So what do we do for our teeth then? How do we take care of our teeth? Like, what's your go-to cleansing for your teeth? Would you believe in tongue scraping?
Yes. So there's a few ways. I do have like a set of 8 steps, which we can always connect if you have show notes, which are very simple, and anybody can do those 8 steps with just like baking soda or sea salt, because I like it to also take it down to its simplest level. I make, you know, amazing dental serums and stuff, but I also just want, like, here you go. You can start today. Most people have baking soda in their house. And literally, if people use baking soda to brush their teeth and make mouth rinses out of, and not use anything from the drugstore for the rest of your life, you will be millions of times better off than using that tube of toxins to take care of your teeth. So that's really key. And also, I like to just, I have a simple thing called Stop, Seal, and Seed. Mm-hmm. Which is just a simple reminder of, like, you know, stop as having, you know, mercury fillings, take care of mouth breathing. If you're mouth breathing at night, you know, ditch the sodium lauryl sulfate triclosan toothpaste. You know, don't rinse with antibiotic synthetic alcohol. Situations like that, you know, I'm trying not to use brand names, but all of that stuff, just stop all of that. And then sealing is about sealing and healing. Now you can seal. You've stopped all that, so you can seal and heal the gums. Like, do your gums bleed when you're flossing or just brushing your teeth? Those kind of things you want to take care of right away. And again, the 8 steps will help. You know, using a baking soda rinse is an alkalinizer, so it's really good to alkalinize the mouth. So then you're activating the saliva to do its job, which is very key. And then using what I call botanical biotics, really potent things like essential oils or like the dental serums that we make to heal and seal the gums. So you're using one drop to like massage into your gums, or one drop on that toothbrush with your baking soda. Those kind of things. You want to alkalinize the mouth. You want to seal the gums. You don't want them bleeding. And you know that white teeth actually kind of come from the inside out. And the enamel's actually transparent like glass. And so when we're lacking nutrients and some juicy fat-soluble vitamins and sunshine, like vitamin that comes from the sun, the vitamin D3, our teeth need that. And so when the tooth is getting the nourishment it needs, it will reflect that in the enamel. Now, that doesn't mean we can't get sort of surface stains, or if we have a lot of older calculus and tartar, that tartar is not stained. So, you know, if you've got plaque on your teeth and then you drink, you know, red wine or have a blueberry smoothie, you get that discolored plaque. So you want to make sure that that's cleared off. And that's really easy to do with, you know, one of the serums and some like baking soda on a dry electric toothbrush, really like polishing it, kind of like a janitor on a gym floor. You're really just sort of buffing up the teeth at that part and helping them be white. And for that, you can use a 3% diluted hydrogen peroxide, you know, once or twice a month to keep things white. But other than that, most things that whiten the teeth are actually weakening the enamel and letting you be in a vicious cycle where the teeth are getting yellower faster, and you kind of, you know, you're going to have to end up bleaching for the rest of your life because the enamel won't be the same. So that's about sealing the teeth, so to speak. And then seeding is about reseeding the microbiome, specifically the oral microbiome. So I like to think of our, you know, our microbiome, whether it's in our guts, our skin, or our mouth, as this sort of bacterial bank account. And you want to have investments of diverse flora, diverse bacterial species. And when we reseed the guts and the mouth, then those bacteria are doing a lot of the work, keeping things in that, having our mouths be this oasis of homeostasis. That's what the bacteria do. And so you can do that with like swishing with probiotics, including probiotics in your diet, eating fermented foods. And just remembering, you know, it's the bacteria that are going to do it. We want to get rid of the pathogens, but we want to keep the beneficial bacteria.
Oh, amazing. So these steps that you are talking about, can you explain those steps? Or is it something that they have to read? How can they get these steps of yours?
Yeah, I can totally go over them. I don't have it in front of me, so I don't make a mistake. But generally, the first step is you're rinsing the mouth with either, you're going to make a mason jar of water with a pinch of baking soda or sea salt, and you can just keep that in your bathroom. And just you rinse your mouth before you do anything, and that kind of neutralizes it, gets rid of the acids or from food. And then that's really good for kids because they're not the best brushers. Then you're going to brush your, scraping the tongue next? Scrape the tongue. And you know, you do that 2 or 3 times, and you can do that right away. You don't need a tongue scraper. You can literally use a spoon, you know, the curvy side of the spoon, and you can just use that and do it right away. That is really important to do and really helps get rid of old bacteria, and it's just good for digestion. Then the first part of brushing is you use a manual brush. We also like to use an ionic brush, which ionizes the saliva. And you're just really thinking about the gums at this point. So you would have on your toothbrush a drop of a dental serum or just plain old baking soda. And then you're brushing from the gum towards the teeth. So if it's top or bottom, it's always gum towards teeth. You never go up and down. It's always it's really one way, and then you lift lightly, and then you go back for the next stroke. So gum towards teeth, not back and forth. And if your toothbrush looks like all splayed in 6 months, you're brushing too hard. Your toothbrush should look basically the same 6 months from now as it did the day you bought it in terms of those bristles. They should not be flattened or squished in any way. And everybody should brush with the soft-headed toothbrush. Even a big muscular man that may think they need the hard one. They don't. Everybody needs soft. Then the next phase is you have an electric toothbrush, a sonic, or I love the round heads because they're a different shape and they can get into better places. Mm-hmm. So that you're going to use it dry. Again, that's a pinch of the baking soda. Hopefully it's baking soda and a dental serum. And then you're going over areas of teeth, especially behind the front teeth. That's a very good area for those toothbrushes. But you're not really doing the gums at this point. You're really literally polishing the teeth. And then the next step would be to massage the gum lines with the dental serum. And then the other step is to check those gum lines. So there's like a little rubber tip things you can get at the drugstore or different gum cleaners. And you just go along it and you will probably remove extra plaque. And then what you can also do is add a dental serum to that plaque, and then you're sending all those good botanical biotics up into the gum line, because where a lot of people have products is in that gum line. If the gums are receding, you're going to be vulnerable to cavities because the enamel on that tooth part is different. So you really want to take care of the gum line. For people that have receding or deeper pockets, we also have a syringe that then you can put dental serums into, or 3% hydrogen peroxide, or even probiotics and dental serums, and then you can get those into the gum lines. That's for the extra gum care. And then the next step is flossing. And then again, if you can floss like you normally would, but then if you add one drop of the dental serum, then floss, it's going to be just so much more powerful, because then you're getting those botanical biotics up into in between the teeth where it's hard to get clean. I say floss twice, because when you do it the second time, you'll see why. And then the one of the last steps is to rinse again with that baking soda or sea salt water. And then you can also then end all that with either oil pulling or massaging the gums again. For that is detailed. It still doesn't take more than 5 minutes. But that will turn your mouth around. So if you haven't been to the dentist for a while, you've got tooth sensitivity, if you have anything happening that is an emergency, do that for 2 or 3 months and your visit will be better, shorter, less expensive, you know, better results, happier dentist. You know, that's when usually the dental people will say, I don't know what you're doing, but keep it up.
This is amazing. You're amazing. Oh my God. You are such a gift to this planet. Thank you for being alive. I am like in awe of you. I am in total awe of you. I'm like sitting here. I think my mouth just was like sitting here open as I'm just listening to you. And I'm just like, okay, make note, check, get that, get this, get that. Like, I mean, you are helping so many people on the planet. And I love you so much. Like, I'm so happy that you exist and that you care to bring this knowledge and sharing to the world. It's really special, honey. I kid you not. Like, this is so amazing. And so many people are in the tribe are benefiting from the knowledge that you're sharing right now. I can tell you that for sure, all over the world. So can people, do you have a kit that you sell that I can like go and have my assistant go buy so that I get these things? Like, have you created that yet? You're mind blowing me over here. I'm like grabbing my pillow and I'm like, oh my God.
Yes, we actually do. We do have a full kit with everything that could take you through the 8 steps and stuff. Are you in the LA area?
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I are here right now. We're here in LA with the kids. Definitely. I want to get my girlfriend on this. I want to get our.
Do you know we happen to have a boutique in Venice, Living Libations Beauty Boutique?
Oh, sounds amazing! Can Princess Marta and I go over there and and like get our, you know, figure out some stuff?
Yes, we can give you special guided everything.
Yeah, that would be great.
I think that would be a great thing to do.
Yeah, I want to
because I was going to send you some stuff. But if you're in the area, I'm like, come pick it up. I'll put some stuff aside for you.
Absolutely. And we'll do some video on it because this needs to be your, what you are doing and what you represent needs to be known worldwide. Do you ship things worldwide? Because a lot of people in the tribe, you know, are not just in America. Yeah. We have people in all over the world who are listening right now.
Oh yeah. We do ship all over the world. Cause the beautiful thing is, yeah, when people discover, you know, the beauty of Living Libations and you know, my work or the books, that kind of stuff, then they're pretty much in for like the rest of their lives because it is, people are like, oh, that's exactly what I was looking for. The, you know, the vibration, the purity, the effectiveness, the precision, the innovation of the things that we create are just really loved. And yeah, so we do ship daily all over, you know, from Australia to Singapore, everywhere.
Oh, this is so good. I am so lit. This is lit verified. I'm 100% all about supporting you in every way. I know I want people to truly tribal members. I know you're listening. You know, we have to fully like, I mean, because this is the thing that I'm thinking as you're talking. It's like, it's one thing to put out a product or put something out there. It's another thing to put out something that's lit verified, that meaning that it's useful and necessary for our evolution. And that's what I call That's what I call lit verified.
Living Libations is lit verified.
Yeah, lit verified, 100%. And I think it's so important because there's so much stuff out there. And like, one of my things that I really love and like what I'm creating is to create like on my site in the near future is just like a lit verified area of all the things that I feel is lit verified, meaning that are useful and necessary for our evolution, that is not wasting or, you know, taking away from us or the planet or anyone. It's like actually living and giving us more life and keeping us lit. And it's so important. And that's what you represent. And that's why I was so happy. I'm so happy right now to talk to you. I could go for days and days and days. Like, you're such an amazing woman. You are such a gift. I'm in awe, you know? And so how can people get your book, all this information? How can they get your book?
Yeah. So Renegade Beauty and Holistic Dental Care is on our site, Living Libations, but it's also like on, you know, every kind of Amazon book situation. So you could get it right away. And then, I forgot what else you asked me. So Living Libations, we'll have it all in the books there. And then, of course, we're on Instagram and all the regular social channels. And also, we have a very educated, you know, customer care team that I work with like daily. And we really invite people to, you know, ask us anything, you know, in health, skin, beauty, dental questions. We take those every day, and I'm always here to help our team if something new comes up. And then we also have free consultations for any of these questions as well. If you want to do a deep dive, or you've had cystic acne for 10 years, just give us a call. We're so here to help you. And if we don't quite have all the answers ourselves, we're happy to give you all the resources and education we know to start you on your path.
I'm gobsmacked. I am so happy that you exist. I'm so happy that you've created this. I'm so happy that you're so educated to share your knowledge and to share with us, because I mean, like, one part of me feels like crying, the other part of me feels like screaming, the other part of me feels like doing some kind of crazy shamanic dance around right now, because because that's how lit I am right now from this conversation with you. I know so many people right now are just on fire listening to us. So I appreciate you. I honor you. And I thank you for being with us on today's share.
Thank you. I'm so honored to have had this moment with you.
Are you on Instagram?
Yes. It's Living Libations on Instagram. And then you can also see the beauty of the area where we live, because it's a lot of beautiful photos of our land and the beautiful lake and the sunrise coming up. And this is where everything is created as well.
Well, I'm going to be following you right now. Tribe, go follow. Like, this is it. Like, this is amazing. So thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you for helping everybody tune into the brilliance of their being.
It's all about putting the power back in the people's hands. That's what it's about. That's what ancient wisdom's all about. Tribe, this is amazing. Go get her books. Follow her on Instagram at Living Libations. Go and get the kit. Everyone in the world should have this in their home. Throw out the poison, throw out the toxins, and get into the place where you need to be, which is health, vitality, and living a good life. And living a good life, it means honoring the self and self-preserving the self. That's what it's about. You can also level yourself up. Go to shamanderek.com. Check out all the kind of things we're doing. Sign up on the newsletter. I love you all so much. You can find me on Instagram at shamanderek. And remember, you are powerful and the power is always with you and nowhere else. I love you so much. And until next time, see you later, alligator. Bye.